Sarkon would die, but there was something he needed to know first. How do I stop the Oblivion Well? Sightless eyes swung toward him, and desiccated lips pulled back in a grin.
You don't.
Wrong answer! Domitus grabbed Sarkon's limp arm, snapping it as he shoved the living corpse against the purple crystal. Shrieks shattered the silence as his brother tried and failed to break free of his grip. Try again.
You heard the Elysium,
Sarkon said, blood dripping from his mouth to stain his robes.
It calls to you, asking your greatest desires. I made a wish. I gave it my soul, my youth, my time.
Reaching up, Sarkon wiped the blood from his lips, then let his remaining arm fall to his side. Would breaking that one make him more pliable?
I can sense your fury, your rage,
Sarkon continued.
But it's too late.
Darmatus brought his lance tip up until it touched the spot below Sarkon's heart.
I can still kill you. What was that advice you always gave me? Slay the mage and the spell?
A mad, blood-flecked laugh answered him.
You are fighting against powers beyond your ken, brother. Forces you couldn't possibly comprehend. Kill me, and the Elysium will.
Sarkon smiled, a manic ear-to-ear grin.
Still?
He swung his unbroken arm forward, then smashed it back against the obsidian shard, blood-smeared fingertips swiping along its gleaming surface.
Carry out!
Darmtus flung Sarkon aside, his body cracking as it struck the stones. The whole space lit up with purple radiance, the stones on the pedestals glowing brighter and brighter. Above, the swirling winds redoubled in strength, the shadows within their walls darkening until they were black as pitch. No light shone through, not a drop from the heavens, nor a flicker of flames from the forest outside.
My will!
Sarkon gasped, curling about his ruined body.